You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
Yo.
Hi everybody, welcome to another edition of the BNB show. The Brooklyn Power Trip are back again this week for a very, well, the crown jewel predictions. It's not many matches on the card, but that's fine. Me and RJ, we enjoyed smaller cards.
Yeah, of course. Man, I ain't want no 16 match-ass card, man. Fuck all that. It better be on two nights if that's the case.
Hell no. Now, you right, bro. I'm sick of that shit, too. I hate that. Making us watch from 8 o'clock at night till 1 in the morning. What is this?
But, nigga, I got shit to do, bro.
Yeah, bro. By the time, if that shit passed 11:30, I'm knocking the fuck out.
Exactly, like, bro.
Hell no. My fun, like, yeah, I'll smoke one, like, at 8 to start the show, but you ain't not making me smoke another one at 11. You just want me to go to sleep at that point. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Dead ass.
Oh, but Maverick said him and his girl try to watch the last AEW pay-per-view. He's like, I couldn't do it. She said it was either the damn TV or it was her.
Cody was watching. She's like, "Yo, this shit is just dragging. Like, it's just not even fun." Like, fact. After the fourth, fifth match, you're like, "Bro, this is boring now."
Yeah.
I think fans. You know what, RJ? I think fans. I think if they get a good match, that's all they're satisfied
with. Yeah, but now everybody's got the time to be sitting there and watching like all these matches with the same. That's one of the problems I had with the Ring of Honor pay-per-views back in the day. That all the matches felt the same. They didn't feel any different whatsoever. It was just move. Finisher, kick out. Then somebody wins a match with a normal-ass move. And then it's like, yeah. What?
Literally, like, what?
So, I love Ring of Honor, but, you know, it was one of the criticisms I had of it. But, with five or six matches is all we need.
I think this card got, like, literally around that mark, bro. It was, like, 6 or 7, no lie. Which is good. That's perfect. And most of the matches ain't gonna go crazy. The longest match I would say that's probably gonna happen is Roman and Logan and fucking Bianca and Bayley. But that's it. Those matches need to be long. Those matches need to be long. Like,
the other matches don't see being that long. And if WWE smart and if Triple H is smart, like I think he is, Omos and Braun Strowman should be kept at 5 minutes minimum.
Oh, yeah.
Or at the max. At the max.
It's eight. They just added that the women's tag team rematch shit, which I don't understand why they did that. Let's get to it. So let's start with that. Alexa Bliss. I watched that match, by the way, bro. For one, I would definitely say that was like the best woman main event that they've had since like the women have been main eventing like this past month.
Yeah. I mean, you got Asuka, you got Io, and you got Coda.
Yeah.
And you got Alexa Bliss. You know, Alexa Bliss. I give her credit. At least she's trying.
She's been working, bro.
Asuka's
so elite. Yo, I'm ready for Asuka and Io to run that 1v1. I was watching them fight the tag team. I'm like, yo, bro, if they give them just 15 minutes at least, oh my god, they're gonna fucking go crazy, bro.
I still wish Kairi Sane was around too.
Oh, the triple threat? Stop playing with me.
And then
you know them. They do a part two and you give them a stipulation? Oh my god. They about to go crazy. Dead ass. Like
beautiful.
Dead ass.
Oh, beautiful.
But yeah, yo, bro, they doing this rematch, you know. Let's ask for damage control. I don't know. I'm clueless. I'm gonna just go ahead and just say Alexa Bliss and Asuka retain. I guess I feel like Trips doesn't wanna shove damage control with all the gold all at once. So yeah. I understand that.
And I think Triple H is breaking this habit too of giving people long ass title reigns.
Yeah,
That's one of the things that I've been very critical about Triple H. Triple H likes to hold the titles on his guys.
Yeah.
And girls a bit too fucking long, bro.
He does. He definitely.
And it's like, nigga, like, come on. Like can we get on with this already?
like I was telling you when we were talking about this last time, I want Bianca to lose. She's held that belt, Matt, for too long. I'm tired.
Right.
Her run's become incredibly stale. Says the same old shit every fucking week. I'm tired. You need new stuff. I'm tired.
I think Bayley gets it here too, and let me tell you why.
Go ahead.
Like last month.
Yeah, bro.
There's more baby faces on the roster for Bayley to kind of go after.
Yeah, you're right.
There's no other heels. Who's Bianca gonna face after this? Nikki Cross, she already beat her. There's no grounds for a title match there. And Rhea, they're keeping Rhea away from Bianca for a reason. Who else is Bianca gonna face? Charlotte? You're not gonna do that right now, I don't think.
I was literally saying that yesterday, bro. I'm like, why isn't Rhea fighting for that title?
Man, they're keeping her away from that title for a reason.
You think they're saving that?
Probably down the line. But I just think that at the same time, Rhea's got her role right now with Judgment Day too.
Yeah, they don't wanna put too much.
Yeah. Especially since she's just really getting back wrestling in the ring. But yeah, I'm thinking Bayley gets it, bro, because I just think that there's more for Bayley to do and having a couple of baby faces chase her until maybe Bianca gets it back towards the end of the year or at the beginning of the year. I think that might do Bianca some good doing the chase again.
Yeah, yeah. Nah. Hey, sure. You know what? I honestly think it's better that way because
I think the two WrestleMania matches... The two WrestleMania matches for the women, I think they should do Bianca and Charlotte for the belt. I think that's the biggest match you can do besides Bianca and Rhea.
Yep.
And then I think you got to go with Becky and Ronda, run that back 1v1.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're gonna have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know what? Yeah, you're gonna have to because, you're right. Bianca and Charlotte, that's gonna be big. That's probably the two best women wrestlers going at it against each other. That's money.
Two natural born athletes.
Word. I wouldn't be surprised if that main event's one of the nights for WrestleMania, bro.
Probably.
No bullshit.
Will.
That's how good they are. But and then yeah, Ronda and Becky, it makes sense because they never got their proper 1v1 because Charlotte was there. So.
Right. You just look at Bianca and Charlotte. I mean, the similarities is just there.
Yeah, it's uncanny.
From backgrounds, hey, even though it's slightly different, physiques. I mean, geez. I mean, can you find two more women besides Jade Cargill that's made out of granite? Besides, than Charlotte and Bianca.
For real, nah, that's bad, bro. For real.
Like, I mean, and they're really good. They got this really, really quickly. You know. So, I think that's the biggest match you can do. But Bianca, but my thing is that Triple H is going to knock off this whole, you know, the champion's going to hold the belt for 10 months with no breathers, no nothing, you know?
Yeah.
It kind of kills the excitement around the belt.
Yeah.
Always go back to the Attitude Era where the guys didn't have the belts all that long back then, you know? One guy had it this month. Maybe the guy had it 2 months max, 3 months maybe. And then, you know, it was on to somebody else, you know?
Yeah. True.
And I just think that makes everything unpredictable. When you see that somebody's gonna have the title for mad long. Like, you kind of just, you don't want to give anybody no bullshit short ass reign either. But I mean, at least like toss the title back and forth a little bit more instead of just this whole stale ass 6 month to 10 month title reign. It's just like, can we be done with this?
Back then, when we were little growing up, the title was getting tossed around, but it's you respect
Rock would have it.
Rock would have it, like Stone Cold would have it. Stone Cold, then 2 months later, Triple H, then four months later, Kurt Angle wins in a Hell in a Cell. Then 3 months later, Undertaker beats him, and a month later, he'll lose. Like everybody who was winning, you were like, oh shit, they're the champ. Damn, that's what's up. Like, you
exactly.
And I feel like they have that shit too, bro. They have the people that you could do that with. You could have Cody win the belt, then Bobby out of nowhere is like wins the belt, then Bobby loses it to fucking, I don't know, Riddle gets like a 1 month reign, shocks everybody, then he loses it to fucking Seth Rollins, then Seth Rollins loses it to Cody in like a 5-6 month run. Like, they have the people, they could do it. They could do it, man. And honestly, you're right. I agree with you. I would not mind it. Spread the wealth, man.
Yeah, spread the wealth. That's how the wealth gets spread a little bit more, you know? Guys had the belt for 6 to 10 months. It's just like, okay,
I'm tired.
Like, who are we helping here?
Yeah, that ass.
we're just stuffing all the eggs in one basket.
Yeah,
nobody else gets a chance to hold the fucking basket. You know,
it gets tired. Some you kind of get tired of watching. You kind of don't even want to end up watching because you already know the end result. Like, but yeah. So all right, we got the first two matches. You said we got Bayley winning. And I'm saying Alexa Bliss and Asuka retain.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
All right. So we'll go with this match. The tag team titles, the undisputed tag team titles, are on the line, man. The Usos are facing the Brawling Brutes.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's no Sam's Hill and chance that the fucking Brawling Brutes are winning those tag team titles.
Right. Exactly.
But it'll be a fun match. The Usos. See, they have a chance to create drama. But see, if the conclusion was so far gone, like they could have created a little bit of drama here, because the Usos is like, I think, a week or two away from breaking the record.
Yeah,
for the longest, you know, tag team. So they could have created some drama with this, but being the fact that it's predictable, I don't think there's no drama needed there. But yeah, I got the Usos retaining. They're not losing those belts anytime soon, especially not to the Brawling Brutes. Even though Brawling Brutes are hot team, you know, Ridge and Butchie there.
Yeah, I fuck with it.
So
I fuck. But I tell you, we've been talking about it for a long time now. Butch has literally been Butch literally grew into this character. He invested in it himself, and
I even watched the interview earlier.
Yeah,
he said, you know, it's cool to see kids go, hey, you know, that's my favorite wrestler right there. I like him. Other than just having adults around his age saying, hey, I like you. You're my favorite wrestler.
Right.
So, yeah, like, I mean, he's like embracing.
Like, they like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got the energy.
Because now he's got another audience, man. He's got another audience that's going to like him. I'm sorry, when it comes to the WWE, the kids are always going to trump the adults.
Yeah, they do.
I'm sorry, it's just, mommy, can I have the t-shirt? Can I have the Butch figure? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to be the ones, and then the parents are going to be like, oh, yeah, sure, honey, sure,
We'll buy this, buy that. Like,
exactly. I've seen it. At shows. So,
they're consistently a top 10 merch.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I mean,
very marketable. Yeah, man. Nah, yeah, but you're right, though. The Usos should win. It's going to be a good match.
It's going to be a good match, but, I mean, the conclusion is far gone. They're not losing those titles.
Yeah, we know that.
And they shouldn't lose them until maybe Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, or if they wanted to go down to Sami solo.
Yeah, I want that, bro. Bro, RJ, I want them to implode on its own. They can do it if they do it right. Solo Sammy get a random tag team title opportunity. They actually beat them. Roman's like, you know what, man? This is sad. You guys broke the record for longest tag team champs. And Solo and Sammy hold it for like not even 2 weeks. And it feels like they've done more than you guys done that whole reign. Then the Usos get mad, right? Then they fight each other. all hell breaks loose now, bro. Like, it'll be cool to see if like them crumble on their own because of themselves. Like, I don't get me wrong though. I would definitely be really happy to see Kevin Owens do that shit. That would be sick. Like, and him and Sammy finally be tag team champs. I would love that too. So either or, I'm curious. I'm interested. They got options to go with, and I think that's what makes it so much fun.
Yeah, because you can go down any route, and that's cool when you have multiple routes to go down to, and then people will still enjoy it. Because I think people like the Sami solo dynamic.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, obviously the history there.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like a double whammy.
Yeah, exactly. But a good whammy.
A good one.
A
right.
Good old whammy.
Word. So I like how you mentioned this very briefly earlier on, but I do agree with you. The Braun and Omos match, you're right. It has to go five matches, man. Ain't nobody want to.
You mean five minutes.
My fault, man. 5 minutes. Five minutes. Yeah, it don't. Right, me and you both ain't trying to see these niggas fight longer than that.
Nah. Like, nah, if it was Braun Strowman against anybody else, then yeah, like, I mean, I'm cool with that. But Braun and Omos, no, man. Omos got two left feet, dog.
Yeah,
I mean, he tries to move to the best of his ability despite that, but
he's trash.
Yeah, he's just not. I don't know, man. He should be down in the performance center, man. He should be taking something. I don't know. They called that man up way too quickly, and it's because of his size, obviously.
That's Vince, bro. Vince.
And now he's in a bad spot, and nobody gives a shit about him, man. He's right. Because it's not like he's doing anything impressive. He's just an opposing figure.
Literally,
it's not like he's a strong dude, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, at least Braun was strong. He's a freak of nature. Like, you know, I see guys like him in the Carolinas all the time, which is kind of ironic because he's from North Carolina. But yeah, I mean, I see guys like him all the time, man.
Yeah.
And they're strong motherfuckers. So, I mean, to a guy like me that's watched it personally, like, given, like I said, we're from the same area, technically. Like, I mean, Braun Strowman's believable to me.
Yeah, and he actually
he's always been believable to me.
Yeah, I always like the fact that he can actually wrestle for a big guy. He could wrestle, like, imagine him and Big Show in their prime. That's a really fun matchup, because people forget, Big Show in his prime? Oh my God, that dude can move. He can do everything.
Big Show's nice.
Yeah, he was nice.
Big Show's problem to me was never his in-ring work.
What was it?
It was the multiple feet facing heel turns.
Yeah, that was his problem. He kept doing it too much.
Oh my God. And never really reinventing himself.
Yeah.
Like, at least Kane and Big Show, I mean, Kane and Undertaker, I give them credit. Kane and Undertaker, they found ways to reinvent themselves. For good or for bad. Yeah. However you want to take it. Like, Big Show or Kane and Undertaker reinvented themselves. Whether it was adding a new move, tweaking the theme song, or tweaking the look. You know, Kane and Undertaker really, they found the ways to keep themselves fresh, whereas Big Show never really kept himself fresh, you know? It was all the same old, well, singlet, you know, this, that, and the other, and it's just like, whatever. Nothing new here. I'm not missing anything new.
Yeah, bro. Nah, you're right, because like you said, with Kane, he changed that mask up when he put the I don't know what it was. He put like that weird mask over his regular one, and then he joined Daniel Bryan. Like, they had the team Hell No. Like, you know, it was funny at one point they won the belt, but like he was still doing something that you never saw Kane do before. Yeah. So you liked it. Like,
yeah, even with the corporate Kane, him taking off the mask a couple of times.
Right. Right.
Yeah, so Kane always found ways to keep himself fresh. Like I said, even just a new music or a new look, you know? Kane had different multiple attires and mask changes and stuff like that. So, I mean, Kane always found a way to keep himself fresh, you know? Even if it was just like a minor tweak. You know, the Undertaker, Undertaker really went through it, you know? I mean, it's like even questioning that. That's the same guy or not? Because the crazy looks he went through over the years, you know, and the gimmicks and adding this and that and riding the motorcycle, just doing his thing, new finish, the last ride, Tombstone, you know, Undertaker took the steps to make himself feel fresh, Big Show to me never really had that, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well!
Well!
Oh, man. We just laugh every time we hear his AEW theme song.
Yo.
Well! I'm like, oh, God. He's just, even in a different company, he can't get away from the well. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Hey, if you ain't having a good time, what the fuck you doing, right?
Right.
Right, bro?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I got Braun. I think Braun's gonna pick his big ass up and he's power slamming probably.
Good, that's a good measure.
I kind of hope they send Omos to NXT or something. Yeah, not on the show, but on the Performance Center.
And get rid of MVP with him. Why are you doing that? You wasting MVP.
Yeah, put MVP back with Lashley or the Hurt Business or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, use MVP better, man. I just don't think. I don't know, maybe Triple H, that might be in the cards. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, make MVP be with Carmelo Hayes and Trick.
Man, that could work, yeah. That could be good. But at least that's somebody talented. Like, somebody that you can, like, you can sink your teeth in that. Omos is just one-dimensional, man. There's nothing really to the dude, you know?
No, very, very.
At least,
no,
like I said, with Kane and Big Show, even Big Show. Big Show tried to add layers to his character, you know what I'm saying? He did. I mean, they were minimal, but he tried to add layers to his character. Omos is just a one-dimensional, I'm a giant, that's it. You know, Braun Strowman, at least he tried to add some different elements to his character and shit like that. So, and it also helps that Braun Strowman is acting and talking like a human being as well. So, yeah. I mean, that also helps too.
I agree with you. I'm definitely going with Braun.
Yeah. Powerbomb his big ass to the Performance Center.
For real. Get out of here.
That theme song slaps, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, I agree. His song is fine. I fuck with it too, but he's whack.
Yeah.
Garbage. All right. Oh, shit. This is a match on the card. I didn't even notice this shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Drew McIntyre versus Karrion Kross in a steel cage, man. I didn't even
know. Well, McIntyre's got to get his win back, right?
Yeah. It's only right because
they can have the rubber.
They can have a rubber.
They can have the rubber at Survivor Series or somewhere before then.
Yeah, because I really did not like how that strap match ended at all. It just felt real puss, and like Karrion Kross is far from it. So like it made his character look so pussy. Like I don't know.
It served a purpose because now we're in the cage now.
Yeah, exactly. We in a cage. So, yeah, you're right.
The cage is, you know, I get it. Like, a guy like that should not be having help from his woman. A guy that big should not be having help like that from his woman. But, I mean, they wanted to get to the cage. So, that was their way to get to the cage. And now we're at the cage, and she is supposed to be kept out. But, I mean, we've seen people find their way into the cage. I don't know, maybe she grabs the guy's balls and gets the keys and fucking gets in the cage.
Nah, yeah. So
kicks Drew McIntyre in the nuts.
Kicks him in the nuts. Screams in his face.
Ah! And then Kross fucking chokes him out and screams in his ear.
Yeah, literally.
TikTok!
I told you!
Yo! It's over!
God, it's over. Like, yo,
TikTok!
No! That should be funny. Oh my God. He is ruthless. That's why I like it.
I need to see more of him in the ring. He's got to start. Triple H's got to have Kross just annihilate people, bro.
Yeah.
He's got to show everybody why this guy is a threat. He only had one fucking matchup until last week.
That Moss match wasn't even bad, though. I'm not gonna lie.
No, it wasn't. And Kross to me works bigger. He works better with other bigger guys. Like he. I don't know, man. He works good with the smaller guys and other guys that I like. I don't know, built. I don't know. Moss, yeah, because that's probably the best showing I've seen for Moss, you know, period. But I thought that was good. So, I mean, I guess we're going to have to see more of that. I don't know. I just like watching Kross just destroy guys, man.
Me too. It was fun when he would just choke them out and ding, 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 ding. And he's just, yes,
No, when he beat that fat guy, when he beat that fat guy up from MLW, that was funny. I gotta show you that. The guy's name was Bud Heavy.
And what he do to him?
Well, he killed him. He gave this man a forearm smash in the corner. No, first he was toying with him, right? He told Bud, just hit me. Like picture this guy, right? This guy's got dirty blonde hair, right? He's short. Yeah. He's rotund. He's got a big ass stomach, and it sticks out, bro. He's got a big ass solid stomach. And he's wearing the cheetah print tights, and it says Bud Heavy across.
I'm
weak. Oh my! And he crosses, hit me. He goes to bounce off the ropes once or twice. You know, the third time he goes for it, crosses, throws him around, just starts throwing him around. Suplex. It looked like he dumped him on his neck that last time. I was like, oh my god. Then he got him in a corner, just clocked him cold, and then hit the forearm to the back of the head over and over again to dude was out. It was great.
God damn.
The scene, that's what they need to be doing.
They
with
do,
Cross,
nah,
bro.
Yeah, he do.
And they need to give him not submission wins, but they need to give him ref stoppage wins. Cause they don't do that for too many people. Yeah. And I think that if you want to go the extra mile to make him feel different, I think that's the way you need to go.
Yeah, and they could always do the ref stoppages if he keeps just throwing elbows to him, and especially if his opponent's on the floor. Yeah, that's deadly. You could kill somebody like that.
Yeah, and that feel, makes him seem feel. Like more like he's out of control.
Yeah, I agree. Nah, you're right.
Hence why that's the people should be paying attention to him, you know?
Right. Nah, you're right. I definitely agree with that.
Just saying. No, but yeah, I think McIntyre is getting this win though.
Same for sure. And for the reason you say, they're gonna have a third face off, and then they'll probably end it like that. But yeah, McIntyre should take this one. All right, my favorite matchup of the night, obviously for good reason. We got Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley, part two.
Uh-huh.
I'm here for it. It feels like they have the best build-up out of everybody on the card. Brock Lesnar hasn't really said anything as to why he wants to fight him. So, like, I'm just really... That's the only part I'm confused about.
He wants to get his win back from January. That's the only thing he can really come up with.
Right, that's it.
That makes sense.
Right, you know? And I like it. I like how he asked Bobby to come out to fight him. And he didn't... Brock kind of chuckled because... I know Bobby left way too early because Brock didn't even get to finish the rest of his promo, and Bobby's song was already called, and Brock was just smiling. I think Brock is just genuinely happy. He's finding another big dude that can go just as fast as he can.
Yeah.
He finally gets to fight him. That's what it seems to me. Brock looks joyous as fuck to be fighting Bobby Lashley.
It's somebody different for him, man.
It is. And
Vince kept on throwing Roman in his face over and over again.
Yeah, you're right. And guess what? Bobby looks like Bobby probably happy as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, this man, how many years has Bobby Lashley been on the internet saying, I want Brock Lesnar, give me Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, I've been asking for it since we started the show, and we both wanted this as we were kids. Like, they're literally the same genetic, like literally the same person. It's just Bobby's dog skin. That's it. Dead ass. They both did UFC. They both were successful. They both used to do college wrestling. It's just that Brock was just way nice. Bobby went to the military. Like, everything is just. Literally the same shit. Like, it's just, it's just perfect. I'm just so happy that they finally get to have a full regular match, no interference, no bullshit. I'm excited. I will say that I agree with you when we were talking way back. They should have just made this a no DQ, so they could have just OD fun with it. Not just a regular 1v1. Yeah, exactly. But I'm still happy. There's not gonna be no interference, so I'm okay with that. But you already know who I want to win. It's fucking obvious. Anybody who knows me knows who I want to win here. I want Big Bob to win. That's my boy. Love Bobby Lashley. I've always said that if there's anybody that could beat Brock Lesnar, it's Bobby Lashley. And that's just being real. Like, realistically, Bobby Lashley is the only person that could beat Brock. Like, it just makes sense. So, I'd be happy with it. And I'm pretty sure Brock probably don't even give a fuck if he loses. He's getting paid handsomely, especially if he's going to Saudi.
Well, I'll tell you what. I hate to burst your bubble, but I think it's going the other way.
Yeah, you think he's going
to
win?
Bob beat Brock. All those due to you know, so outside interference in January.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar's been losing way too much. And yes, while you would think that Brock Lesnar at this point in his career doesn't need a big win, they still need to milk Brock Lesnar as an attraction. You can't have Brock Lesnar lose a bunch of matches in a row. Brock Lesnar has not won a match this year.
For real?
No. He's lost to Roman twice, Bobby, and actually, he won the Fatal 5-Way. But it was a bunch of multi-man matches. He hadn't won a 1v1 match all year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he just won the multi-man matches. The Fatal 5-Way in January.
And the Elimination Chamber.
Then the Chamber, yeah, in February. Yeah, he's not won a 1v1 match all year.
Wait. And he won the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, multi-man matches.
Yeah, you're right.
So, yeah, he's not won a 1v1 all year long, I think. He's going to get it here. And hey, you could do part three. You do part
right.
three somewhere
part
else.
And give Bobby the rubber.
Yeah, give Bobby the rubber. That way Bobby got a nice big win.
Right.
I can work with somebody else and pummel him, I guess.
No, you're right. You know what?
But this is what Bobby, this is what Brock Lesnar should be doing.
Yeah, you're right.
Brock Lesnar should be having high-profile matches without the belt.
You're right.
So.
And I think this is just to see, hey, who's the better big guy?
Right.
The best, fastest, most athletic big guy that is here, and the two of them are facing off right now. So, I'm all for it. I don't winning if he ends up winning that rubber match. So, yeah, man. You know what? I'm just happy that there's no interference going on in this one. Thank God.
Right. And look, this is one of these instances where I'm enjoying both guys so much right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Both guys have done like a 180 for me. Brock Lesnar seems refreshed. He seems happy
OD.
To be there, you know.
OD.
And I think that makes us appreciate him a little bit more. Same thing with Randy Orton. A lot of people like, they were souring on Brock Lesnar and Randy Orton both. But Randy Orton and Brock Lesnar have both been having the time of their lives, and it showed, and the people really responded to it, you know?
Yeah, true.
So, Brock looked like he's having a good time. Bobby Lashley finally, for the first time in his career, looks comfortable. Still not the greatest on the mic, but he looks comfortable, man. He looks comfortable. His work looks comfortable in the ring. Just his confidence. Like, it doesn't feel forced anymore. It feels natural. He looks like a natural out there. So, yeah, man, both guys are out there doing the best work of their careers, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. I'm excited. To me, this is going to be the match of the night. And I don't think it's going to go that long either. But I feel like
it should be. A good 10 minutes.
A good 10 minutes, yeah. They'll do wonders.
The story smash, you know, yeah. Let it be a little bit of a crash bang a little bit.
Right.
And, because they should not be having a technical Mac classic. Come on.
It's
ridiculous.
Yeah, nah.
It's ridiculous. Come on. Yeah. Stop be doing Pete Dunne, Zack Sabre Jr. shit. Like, no,
right. Hell no.
They shouldn't be doing Ricochet flips either.
Hell no.
I'm just saying, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
But, the next match, I don't really care for this match, really, as much as I like certain individuals. The OC is facing the Judgment Day. Like I said, bro, I don't really care. Don't get me wrong. You know, I love AJ. I love Finn. I love Damian. Rhea's their leader and shit. You know, I like the group. I was talking about this group a lot yesterday to Wifey, bro. I love the group. They all look fun, like you said. Like you said with Randy and Brock.
Yeah, they look like he's having a good time.
Yeah, Finn looks like he's having the time of his life. Like, he looks like he finally enjoying himself on the main roster. Like, nothing, like you said, it don't feel forced. I feel like it's genuine. I like that.
Yeah.
Damian Priest, that's my boy.
It's rubbing off on Dominic, too.
It is.
Dominic, like, he's having a good time. He's cutting loose for the first time in his career.
And the promos, yeah, he feels a little more comfortable. Nah, it's true. It is definitely true. I love Damian Priest. That's Puerto Rican take of me, if you ask me, man. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. And he got the bandana. My man got the brand of box braids, the leather jacket. Look at the swag, the way he walk out, his big ass. Like, that's a big ass dude, bro. Like,
yeah, but I'm gonna need them to be a little bit more dominant, man.
Yeah, I want Damian Priest to stop being. I don't want him to lose. I want him to win. He's your big guy. He should not be losing. If y'all want somebody to take the L, that's Dom. You got Dom right there.
Yeah, Dom's
got
to take L's, man.
You got Dom right there, man. Don't be making Damian Priest lose. What's wrong with y'all? That's my, like, it's dumb. But I don't really care. People were saying you gotta give it the win. You gotta get the win at OC. I say hell nah. Let Judgment Day win. Let Judgment Day beat them up after the win. And then you have Beth Phoenix come out randomly, shock everybody, start beating up Rhea Ripley ass, because Rhea Ripley the one put her on the shelf technically.
Yeah.
So like, I would love to see that. And then there you go. They solved their woman problem that they had with Rhea. Now they got Beth Phoenix for the time being to help them fight them. Like, I wouldn't mind that. But to be honest with you, I really do not care for this matchup.
You know, I like both factions. I mean, I'm not the biggest Luke Gallows fan. Carl Anderson I love, but you know, Carl Anderson is looking like a big ass hypocrite right about now. AJ Styles is forever.
Everything.
Yeah, AJ Styles is forever, you know, my top 10.
Yeah, for real.
Finn Balor, I'm digging Judgment Day, man. I really am. Dude. Judgment Day, from what they were 4 months ago, looking really good, man. I'm liking Judgment Day. I'm liking where they're at. I like the swagger, the music, the entrance. I'm digging it, man. And for those who say Finn Balor don't fit, aesthetically, I agree with you. He don't fit aesthetically. But you get past that, though, like, Finn Balor, he's having the time of his life. He's enjoying healing it up. And I don't know, man. It's good. Like, I'm willing to overlook that. But that being said, I think OC's getting it here. I think they have to establish them as a team. You got to establish them as a team. And the fact that Rhea Ripley's been having them, you know, been beating them down and been costing them, you know, matches and shit like that. I think the equalizer comes on Saturday in the form of Beth Phoenix. But if they don't go with Beth Phoenix, Raquel Gonzalez, Rodriguez, Mendilis, I think she could be a good replacement or a good
say it get again,
the matchup with said Raquel Gonzalez Rodriguez.
Yeah, it would be
Mendilis.
It would be. She just gotta stop fucking smiling all the damn time. I'm sick of that.
Yeah, I'm gonna need her to be bad bitch Raquel again, bro. Throwing bitches through the wall. I love that. Raquel grabbed her. Boom! To the wall. That was great. Oh, EO was out cold. I said, damn. Yeah, nah, I'm gonna need badass Raquel back. But yeah, but those would be my two choices. Obviously, Beth, tie-in storyline. You know, Rhea took her out last month. But Raquel would, to me, matches up with Rhea more physically than Beth Phoenix does, which is crazy to say, because Beth Phoenix is jacked.
Bro, Beth Phoenix was literally one of the only divas in that whole stupid-ass era that was actually a wrestler. She was no fucking diva. Like, I hate that when people say, like, oh my god. Oh, it gets me so angry, bro. The Divas era wasn't even that bad. What? Like, are you dead ass?
Of course it wasn't that bad, because if you blink, it was over.
Right, literally. Like, what the fuck y'all talking about? Their title was a butterfly. Give me a fucking break.
Hey, now, Melina held that. Melina for the Hall of Fame, damn it. Melina and Beth Phoenix were the best of a bad situation. Michelle McCool did some really good heel work.
Michelle McCool was alright too. Yeah, but they can wrestle. Like, they can legitimately wrestle in the ring.
You talking about the Alicia Foxes and the
fucking whack, bro. She's trash, bro. I hate people on social media talking about Alicia Fox, she's this, she's a legend, that. What? Come on, bro.
Yo. What a rush.
But like, no joke. Like, Alicia Fox was a bum.
Alicia Fox.
They had, I don't know who else they had. Eve Torres was whack. She was literally presented as a freaking, you know what, on TV, dating like three dudes and like,
oh boy.
Like, yeah, like, they, everything was bad. Like,
I seen worse than the Brooklyn subline.
Yeah, like Kelly was dating everybody, like, and everybody knew.
Holla.
Like, come on, man. Like, they stay, like, people act like that Divas division was so good. It really wasn't. It was terrible, awful. It, like,
but what about the great and legendary Rosa Mendez?
Oh my God. See what I mean? Exactly. Talk about Eve before Eve, bro. Oh, not Eve, my fault. What was her name? That was Eva Marie before Eva Marie. Like, God damn. The only ones that really did something was Caitlyn. Because she was like a legit fucking bodybuilder as a champion. There was Caitlyn and AJ Lee. That was it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That was literally it. That's all they had in that division. Like, come on, stop it, man. Y'all tripping. That shit reverted backwards. The Divas division put them backwards, technically. Why you think this new generation of women, they call it the revolution? Because it was terrible. Like,
they got Maria. The Divas division was great,
bro. That got me so mad. Like, why you think it's called the revolution now? Because before it was horrible.
Yeah, Maria. Why you think you wasn't in the ring when you came back?
Well, you suck. We know why you was employed back then.
Oh boy.
Like, come on, stop. You just proved. She proved it the other day herself. AEW was like, AEW, meet Maria's buns, and then she was like, happy to meet you, AEW. Like, oh yeah, you know, things haven't changed.
Not even all that impressive, really, in my opinion. But
I mean, I tell you all the time, bro. If that's what you're trying to get across in the wrestling ring, just go do porn. Just go do it. I don't want to.
Or just be a manager. Just be a manager.
Yeah, I don't want
to
see it.
At least she's got the wherewithal to be a manager. Just be a manager.
Like I was telling you, what was it, like literally like a couple of days ago? Mm-hmm. I don't watch NXT 2.0. It's literally for 56-year-old men who they can't watch the HBO late night shit because they don't do it no more. So they watch NXT. Like, yeah.
Nikita Lyons.
Literally, bro. Like, all the men that, like, literally, I don't know if they don't get play at home or like they don't watch. They don't watch the late night specials anymore, bro. Like HBO and Cinemax used to do when we were little. They don't do that no more. So like they have no content.
Oh no, they
so
do
they,
it.
They watch NXT. Oh, they do? I didn't know.
They
that.
Still do it. Yeah, they still do it.
I didn't know it. I didn't know that, bro. But see,
oh,
see,
one look. Night I was flipping through HBO. There was some dude with a mask on climbing through this woman's window. He was buck ass naked. I said, what the hell? I said, nah.
Hell no. Hell no, poor. Somebody come in the living room, see Audrey watching, like, hey, bro, like, nah, pause.
Hey, yo, hey, what it look like?
Pause, bro. I was changing channels.
I was changing channels, bro. See what was going on. I can't control that this man is butt ass naked with a ski mask on climbing through this woman's window.
I would be like, no. I'd be like, no, chill, bro. It's literally not what it looks like. I swear to God,
bro. Oh, boy.
So, who do you want to win, OC or Judgment Day? I said Judgment Day. I want them to win.
Well, I would like to see Judgment Day get another win, but
yeah.
I think OC, if you want the people to care about OC, you got to give them a quality win as a team.
Yeah.
You got to give them... See, that's what Vince didn't do. Vince didn't give them quality wins as a team, man. Yeah, Anderson and Gallows look like buffoons, and AJ Styles is like the saving grace of the team.
Literally,
if you're gonna bring Anderson and Gallows back and you're insisting on using these guys, you gotta make these guys look like they're worth a damn. But if you're gonna have them as a three-man team too, you gotta have the team together be worth a damn, not just AJ Styles and the boys. Yeah, sure, AJ Styles is the de facto leader because he's the one with the connection to the audience. But you know, Gallows and Anderson gotta look good too.
Yeah, it's true.
So yeah.
That's very true.
So I'm with I'd like to see Judgment Day win, but yeah, but OC giving OC a win fresh off their return, they gotta do it as a unit. They establish them as a unit. Especially if they're gonna be serious about pushing these guys.
I like that. Roman Reigns.
What was that?
Main event. Roman Reigns taking on Logan Paul for the title.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good match. I don't even think I'm wearing it at all. Like, I just...
That should be good, I mean...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little too soon, but I guess Saudi, you know, they wanted to give them a Gaga match for the main event. Hey, look, we have this Liberty guy that's a wrestler. Let's give him versus Roman Reigns main event. So they don't have to do any other big match.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think that was Triple H's way of presenting the Saudi prince with some type of attractive main event. And I think this was like the best way to go. And like, people were whining about it. Oh, Logan Paul gets a title. I can't support WWE anymore because Logan Paul's getting a title shot at Saudi Arabia. He's leapfrogging the competition. But aren't you the same people that complain about these shows anyways? And aren't you the same people also that go on to say that these shows don't mean anything anyway? So if it doesn't mean anything anyways, then why do you have a problem with Logan Paul getting a title shot at a show that doesn't mean anything?
Exactly. Why are you complaining then? Right. No, you're right. It's
he ain't winning the title. He ain't winning the title. He ain't winning the title. Roman Reigns is walking through that door. He's going to get his man a spear. And it's going to be over.
Like, he can actually get a good match out of him. Like,
yeah, right, exactly. I think people are being way too critical.
OD.
As long as he's performing, I'm good with it, man. Like, I don't care, because look, you need a big time attraction match. What do you want them to waste Roman versus Sammy on this show? Do you want them to beat Kevin Owens on this show? Well, he wasn't going anyway. Him and Sammy weren't going anyways. But right. I'm just saying, like, would you want them to waste with, I don't know, bring back Randy Orton? And, well, I know he can't go, but, you know, I'm just saying, do you want them to waste a big match on this show? A supposed show that you guys supposedly don't care about anyways. I'm just saying. So, no, I'm good with this. I'm good with this matchup. I'm good with it taking place here. I'm good with it being for the title, because we know Logan Paul ain't winning the title. And gives Roman Reigns another win. Look at this fool. This fool tried to come up in my house. Put his feet on my table. I'm the head of the table. And I had to whoop his ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool with that. It's fine.
I don't know, man. I just think people just love to bicker. And I'm not going to do that. I know he's going to take it serious, which he has so far up until this point. So it's like, why are you guys getting so upset? You, like you said, bro, we know he's not winning. So why are you getting so pressed?
Yep.
I don't know. But if Nick Gage came on AEW randomly for, there's no correlation, nothing at all, and he gets a title match, right? But it's all fine and dandy. Makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm like, definitely with that.
I don't like the double standard shit.
Yeah, it's mad annoying. That's why I don't listen to people on the internet, man.
Yeah, I don't either. That's why I don't either. Like, some people, like, I feel like I just argue sometimes with people just to laugh for it. Like, I get a kick out of it. But certain times, man, I'd be stopping myself and I'd be like, you know what? Nah, these people are just mad stupid and they just love to just talk shit. Like, oh my god, I'm just like, you know what? I gotta stop, bro. I gotta stop doing that. Like, I can't talk logical sense to people because they don't like to do that. They're too biased.
Yeah. You can never talk any logical sense to somebody who already got their mind up. They already has that mind made up already.
Right, right. Like, I'm not siding with nobody. Like, but right. Nah. And for some reason, people have a problem with that, bro. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta pick one. What?
I'm picking shit. You can pick my ass. How about that?
Literally, the fuck? That don't make no sense. That don't make no sense.
Like, pick my balls.
But yeah, man, this is a this show's gonna be good. I'm happy. It's on my dad's birthday, so I told him to watch it if he's home. I think he's home. It's Saturday. Oh no, it's Saturday. He works.
Saturday.
Yeah, but it's my dad's birthday, so I told him to check it out. Give him something to do because I know my mom. I don't know if they're doing something, but I told him to watch it. He should have fun. I told him Brock and Bobby fighting it. He liked Bobby Lashley, so. Right. Who knows? But I'm excited, man. It's gonna be cool. I think it's at what, noon again? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited, man. It's gonna be dope. But give me your final thoughts or give me like a rating. What you think the show is gonna pull?
I think the show's gonna be a nice show if they pace it correctly and nicely and let it flow, without it tacking on and without the matches feeling like they're just dragging on.
Yeah,
I think this could be a nice, enjoyable watch. You know, yeah. I'd give it, just heading into it, maybe a 7, a solid 7.
Yeah, I would say that.
That's what I'm shooting for, as far as like quality of the show. I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's definitely fair because it could always boost to an 8 if they impress.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I agree. I like that.
Somebody just asked in the group chat, where's Doudrop? Hopefully getting repackaged.
Yes, back to Piper Nevin. Because Piper Nevin was fine. There was nothing wrong with it. And Doudrop is a very disrespectful name.
Very. Yeah, we don't need to get into that. But he is. Very high key.
It's very disrespectful. But so I'm glad. No, be happy that they're doing that.
Yep, definitely. So people got released from NXT yesterday?
Yeah, Bodie Hayward from
that surprises the hell out of me, man. He was one of the better ones out of all the green guys.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. And it must have been an extra reason as to why he got cut, man.
Yeah.
Must have been an extra reason why he got cut, bro. He's...
Are you thinking he was doing something?
I don't know, man. He's a big, strong dude, man. He had character work. He was in the middle of the whole Chase U storyline. Like, he was one of the first guys with him.
I know.
And all of a sudden, he's gone. He's without a job now. Like, there had to be another reason as to why this guy got cut. So. And the other, they cut, what's her name? Sloan Jacobs, that's a weird fucking name to give a chick. Sloan. I mean, I know, like, nowadays, women have, like, weird first names now, but. I don't know. I just slow Jacobs.
But the other, I think the other two weren't even on TV. So
no, I was the Chinese girl. What's her name? Erica Yen and Ru Feng. Who? That Ru Feng guy. Garbage. Yeah, they did pretty good by getting rid of him. Erica Yen or whatever her name was. She looked great physically, as far as in the ring goes, kind of stiff, as far as, like, movements go. But, I mean, this could have been some work there. I don't know. I think they kind of maybe gave up on her a little bit too quickly. Because Xia Li, to me, needs a partner, man. And just in case, hey, you could have used her for, like, T and Sha. If you ever wanted to go back to that gimmick, and I think Triple H, I think that was ended way too quickly after he went away.
Yeah.
And you got Boa still there. Wendy Chu, I guess you got her there. Oh god. Yeah. One of the worst gimmicks ever. The chick that's sleeping all the time. Oh my god. Yeah. Bad.
Stupid.
I mean, it's funny or whatever.
Nah, it's at the end of the day, it's stupid.
You got her in the ring, like, no, bro. Like
sleeping, like, yeah, nah. Hell no. Nah.
But backstage skit, like, if they just kept it backstage skits. I could at least work with that, but when they try to do that shit in the ring, it's like,
come on. Yeah, her move is when she just falls asleep on somebody, like,
no. What the fuck?
Yeah, literally, what the fuck?
If she was fighting men, then I could see that. If she did that and fell into, like, the guy's nuts and then pinned him that way, while the referee wasn't looking or some shit like that, she could get over huge as a heel. Wendy Chu just stole the victory from Duke Hudson. Oh god. But yeah, I don't know. I thought that was kind of random. They did cuts like that. But to me, that's where they should start. They should start in NXT. Don't cut all these athletes. Yeah, don't cut the main roster people. Cut all these athletes. All these athletes y'all be signing that ain't that ain't, you know, showing you shit.
Translating,
you know?
Yeah.
They ain't translating well, you know? Just let these motherfuckers go.
It's true.
You know? But I think Bodie Hayward, the big mistake by letting him go, unless it was for disciplinary reasons. We don't know. We don't know. So, I'm just, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know. Because that guy, and from people that are going to the shows, they say he was doing good. Like, he was having good matches.
Yeah,
good matches for a guy his experience level was having.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying he was having blowaway matches, but they say he was looking fine in the ring. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't know. Shit. I don't know. Man. And we still talking about Sasha Banks months later?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Monty, would you love to see Sasha Banks back?
I don't give a shit, bro.
I'm just reading some of the shit in these chats.
What, to see her 1 to 2 botches per match? No. I'm okay.
Uh-oh.
People would be so pressed up about like in ring, right?
Uh-huh.
Y'all toot up her horn too much sometimes, man. She's not as good as y'all be saying. She's good, but she's not great. I'll tell you that much. She's not. She definitely is not. She's not better than Bayley in the ring. Hell no. Definitely not better than Becky Lynch in the ring. Hell no. And she damn sure ain't better than Charlotte Flair in the ring. Like, I'm being real. Bayley do not botch for shit.
Yeah, I never seen Bayley botch anything.
I never seen Bayley botch a damn thing. And she wrestles the crazy stipulation. Sasha Banks wrestles a stipulation. She damn sure gonna botch. I guarantee you. I'll bet money she'll botch. Cause she will.
Remember that one time Sasha almost killed herself on TV? When Sasha Banks did that suicide dive and they had the LED board and she took it and fell. Like, her foot caught the rope and she went crashing into the LED board.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Ridiculous.
I thought she was gonna break her neck. Yeah, I don't know if it was her or that Brie Bella. Brie Bella did that too.
Oh, Brie Bella, I don't know what she was thinking.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It was bad. I kind of laughed, but like, she looked hurt. Nah, bro, it looked so bad. It looked so bad when she did. But then when she fell, I was like, oh my God, she fucked herself up, man.
Yeah, terrible. Just terrible shit, man.
Yeah.
So you looking forward to AEW tonight?
No.
Are you not watching?
Joe versus Brian Cage, because I haven't seen Brian Cage on TV in like a year or two. So yeah, I'm watching that.
That should be a good match. That should be on the pay-per-view.
I know, RJ, I know. But I'm watching that shit. That's gonna be lit. Everything else though, I could do without. That's the problem.
Hobbs and Wardlow better damn should be on full gear, not on some stupid random episode of Rampage.
Otherwise,
I'm gonna be pissed.
Yeah.
That's a big money heavyweight fight right there, bro.
I know. That's a really good match. They should do a 3-round series with them.
They should. I wouldn't mind that.
It'll be the best and probably most consistent thing they'll have on their program.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you that much.
And that title needs that.
It does. The title. He done nothing with it. Wardlow done nothing with the title.
Getting into a tug of war with Will Hobbs over it?
Like, yeah, I would love that.
Great.
Because honestly, that would be not only his best opponent, but his most formidable opponent.
Yeah, physically they match up.
Yeah, all the people he was fighting before that, Hobbs could use it in his promos. You've been fighting nothing but fucking jobbers, man. Straight up.
You've been fighting nothing but scrubs.
But before.
Look at me. I'm powerhouse. Yeah,
literally, he can, because it's the truth.
Powerhouse.
That's my boy, too.
I fuck with both of them.
Yeah, they're dope.
Yeah, both
always,
of them, bro.
I always fuck with Hobbs when he came into that Battle Royal that one year when he first did his debut.
Yeah.
And he had on, like, those light blue pants and shit.
Yeah.
Like, even though I think he got eliminated, but like pretty quickly, but hey, he showcased himself, and that man was fast. He's strong.
His spine busted.
Oh my God.
The last will and testament. I love it.
Holy fuck.
Last will and testament. Boom. Spinal pine, son. I love it, man. He's got like the best spine buster in the business, bro, right now.
Him and Big Bob.
Carl Anderson's spine buster is pretty good for his size.
Yeah.
And David Young. Does anybody remember David Young? The cab driver slam. Oh, man. Shout out to my boy Marky D123. Oh, man. He's great. But yeah, man. Like I would like they better have that the fucking Full Gear pay per view, bro. Yeah. Hobbs and fucking Wardlow. They should not have a matchup unless it's a tag team match until then. And they shouldn't even touch each other until then, too. Have Will Hobbs beat him up a little bit, maybe backstage, but not. Don't let them touch each other in the ring.
Don't let them wrestle, yeah.
Don't let them wrestle.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, man. And in the meantime, we got to have Hobbs destroy guys on TV, by the way.
Yeah.
You can see Tony Khan has got to get. Just like you got Will Wardlow over, he's got to get Hobbs and that spinebuster over, bro.
Yeah.
He's got to get it over, man. And I think it'd be in their best interest to try to get Taz to do commentary for some of those matches, too. Since he was a member of Team Taz, and Team Taz can help kind of put him over a little bit.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna lie, though. There's a couple things that caught my eye in that segment, though, too. Not only did we have, you know, Cage and Hobbs, you know, go after Wardlow and Samoa Joe, but it just gave me flashbacks of something that I wanted a few years back, and that was a Cage and Powerhouse Hobbs tag team title run in AEW, man. Yeah. Oh, man, just seeing them together, like, in that ring. Oh, my God. Holding those belts up. I'm like, God damn it. AEW just fucked it up, man. They could have had a monster heel tag team run.
Yep.
With Cage and Hobbs. Ah.
They ain't do shit. I was like, what?
Bro, Team Taz ain't do shit, bro. And Team Taz is my favorite faction, bro.
I know, and they ain't do shit.
And they ain't do nothing with those fucking guys, bro. And who's gonna debate that? Who's gonna debate that? What did they do? Nothing.
Yeah, you can't.
Nothing. What? Okay, oh, he had the FTW title. So Taz gave him that.
That don't mean shit. Yeah, don't mean nothing.
Bro, come on, man. People like, he wouldn't have. No, he didn't. Taz gave it to him.
Yeah, I hate that shit. That don't mean nothing.
Nah, bro. They gotta win gold, bro. Not Taz's belt that he made like 20 years ago. Come on, man.
Word.
Forget about it. Come on, people. Get right. But that's something I'm actually looking forward to in AEW.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not really.
I don't know, man. Your boys might be losing those trios titles soon, bro.
Oh well, guess what? Then I have no reason to watch AEW.
They might be losing them belts to the Elite.
Oh my god, that's sad, man. That's terrible.
Yeah, you can't give those belts back to the Elite, man.
Yeah, that's like, oh my god. So while I'm here busting my ass, I'm just holding the warm for you. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's exactly what it'll seem like. So yeah, then
yep, I'll be out of there. I'll bet ass quit if I was any of them. Like, this is a joke. Y'all treat me like shit.
Yeah, Pentagon and Phoenix, man. I don't know. They definitely don't feel like a big deal like they were in Impact.
Or Lucha Underground.
Honestly, yeah. I don't know. Nobody's been able to get Pentagon right since that show, by the way.
You're right. Lucha Underground was fun. Lucha Underground was fun.
Yeah, it was. It was a fun show. And
it was. For some reason, that season four sucked, though.
Uh-huh.
Like, people might think it looked low budget, but it's called Lucha Underground. It looked like they fought underground. It looked cool.
Yeah, it was dingy. It looked cool. Yeah, it was cool. It fit the narrative of the show.
Right.
And you had Dario Cueto, who's a scummy owner, who's now the matchmaker in MLW.
Right.
That man makes the matches in MLW now. So, yeah, nah, that guy's good too, but. Yeah, man. Like, nobody's been able to get Phoenix and Pentagon right. Well, Phoenix has had a whole lot more success than Pentagon. I just look at that stuff Pentagon was doing in Lucha Underground. It was fucking great. Him snapping guys' arms and shit like that.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they need to bring Vampiro in. Shit. Vampiro.
What?
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that's it for the show, everybody. I hope y'all enjoy Crown Jewel.
She's gonna enjoy my Crown Jewels.
Yeah. You stupid. But no, yeah.
Maverick told me to say that, by the way. I hate your guts, Maverick.
That's funny. That's funny. But yeah, man, I'll just everybody, hope you enjoy the rest of your week and enjoy the show.
Exactly.
Saturday. Appreciate mm-hmm. you, RJ.
All right. Yeah. Likewise, man. Likewise.
Everybody. Enjoy the day, bro.
Peace out.